Christmas is around the corner, and I've got a load of stories that I want to talk to you about. But more importantly, I want to talk to you about things that are happening during these holidays, like traveling. Well, I'm not traveling for leisure or to visit family right now. I'm actually traveling for work, and I'm going to talk to you about my feelings right now about traveling by air and hotel stays post-COVID. It sucks. It really does. Every once in a blue moon, you'll get a flight attendant that is awesome, that's funny, that reminds you of the good old days. But for the most part, we are all on a prison bus heading to prison. Yes, we are all on a prison bus heading to prison. Just if you can drive at Christmas, just do it. Just drive. You're going to have such a much better time. I mean, we got the whole mask situation, and of course, you know, we're still dealing with COVID, but you're getting yelled at from the time you take off until you land. I mean, just not even like personally yelled at. I mean, like by the mic, you know, constantly being berated. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about the holidays. Now, so for Christmas, my daughter is now like really upset. Like, this is really funny because she is asking her dad why there's only one present under the tree. She doesn't understand. She's nine. She's like, she's not getting it. She thinks there should be some more, and then Santa's going to bring some more. So we have, you know, she will be getting more than one present, folks. We're going to be talking about that as well. So this is a great show. I'm really grateful to be with you. I'm actually in Houston right now. I'm covering the border and have a big series of stories coming out on Fox News soon, hopefully. And I've been working on that, and a little bit of that is about the drugs coming across our border and killing our children. So now is a critical time, guys, to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There is no better way than to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. I love AMAC. I am so grateful for AMAC sponsoring this show, because AMAC believes in fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government, helping small businesses, securing our borders, supporting our military and respect for our veterans, standing for the flag and kneeling before God. We couldn't ask for more. By joining AMAC, you are taking the first steps to saving the America that you love. AMAC offers an alternative to just about every benefit that AARP offers, but without the liberal agenda. I stand with AMAC, and I hope that you will too. I encourage you to join today at amac.us/Carter. That's amac.us/Carter. The benefits of membership are great, but the cause is even greater. Join today at amac.us/Carter. So we have a lot going on in our nation. Some of the things that are happening are literally happening right underneath our noses. Remember when I used to talk about, and I still do, about being asleep at the wheel? America is asleep at the wheel. When we think about our children and going to school, all of the issues that were happening in Loudoun County, Virginia, Fairfax County, Virginia, the reason why Governor Youngkin was elected, why a Republican was put back in place in Virginia. We see what's happening in California, right, with our children and our children's education. And we see what's happening across the board. And we, for the most part, I got to tell you, I feel sometimes kind of lost. Like, what do we do? I mean, look at what happened with the parents that stood up to the school board and said, you know what? No more. I am not going to take this anymore. I don't want this pornography, these books in our classroom. It's not, they don't want to burn them. They just don't want their kindergartners to be reading them. I don't want you to be teaching my kid about gender issues or wondering, you know, telling my child, well, if you feel like you're a girl or a boy and you're not, there's, you know, you can take medicine that'll stop your puberty and, you know, you can make your decision later without notifying the parent. It's getting to the point of crazy. This should not be our nation. The reason why I'm here in Houston, and I was just in Ohio yesterday. I love the great state of Ohio, but it's sad. Addiction rates are soaring through the roof. Death, overdoses, and now even worse, coming across our border, fentanyl, carfentanil, designer drugs, these counterfeit pills that look exactly like Xanax, like Percocet, like anything you can imagine, Adderall. Nobody can tell the difference. Listen, if you think you can tell the difference, you are sadly mistaken. Not even the people that run the crime labs or the toxicologists in Columbus, Ohio can tell the difference. They look exactly like the real thing. And it's frightening because children are dying. Yes, listen to me carefully. You need to tell your children to not take any pills that are not prescribed directly by their doctor, to not take any pills given to them by friends or given to them by strangers or purchased off the streets or whatever, not to take any out of relatives' cabinets, because that's happening too, because some of these pills are like playing Russian roulette. They are a death sentence. I've spoken to parents who have lost their children, and it's horrifying. I have my own kids. I worry about it every day. I call them all the time. I tell them this all the time. They think I'm crazy, but I'm not. I remind them every single day that I talk to them, hey, I'm working on this project. Kids are dying. Don't think about taking anything on a college campus because, you know, your friend gives it to you and promises you that it's a prescription drug, that they got it from their family's cabinet, that they don't believe them. I've seen enough children die from this. And right now, Derek Maltz, a good friend of mine, former head of the DEA Special Operations Division, he was working on a collage of kids that have literally, I say, been murdered by the drug cartels. Murdered by the drug cartels. That's my opinion. Because they are mixing fentanyl. And you would say to yourself, and I hear people say this all the time, even my producer asks, you know, why would these cartels want to murder, you know, their clients? They don't care. They have no loyalty to America. And, you know, when a bad batch goes out of fentanyl, whether that's taken in a pill form or whether that's ingested with a heroin, the sale prices go up for the addicts. The addicts are like, oh man, that must be some good stuff. But for those children that are out there that are just, you know, our kids being dumb, going out with their friends, going to a party, maybe want to take a Xanax, maybe want to, you know, try something new and experiment, that experiment and that action could literally take their lives. And I, you know, it makes me so sad. I'm going to read you something that Derek Maltz sent me, and I wish I had him on the show with me today, but I'll bring him back to the show. He's been on before, but I'll bring him back so we could talk about this in great detail. This is from a parent. She posted it on Facebook. Her name is Cheryl Braceno, and this is what she wrote. My sweet boy, gone at 22, nearly 9 months ago. He wasn't a known drug user. He took a pill with a friend, and he collapsed 10 or so minutes later. This friend didn't call 911. He called a few other friends, and 911 was called 18 minutes later, and his friend denied anything being taken. We waited over 12 weeks to find the cause of death, fentanyl. They thought they were taking Oxycontin. I never heard much of this, but now I share with everyone I know. I would have talked to him about this had I known. This is a parent's worst nightmare, and I'm living it, and it's such a senseless death. I just miss him so much. I just miss my son so much. I think we need to heed these warnings. If we can save just one life, right? If we could just reach out, I mean, imagine just talking to your kid, maybe it'll save their life. We don't know. You know, let's just do it. And I'm going to do my part to expose these evil, horrific drug cartels and their distributors inside the United States. And I'm going to continue to fight like I did when I was in Ohio, when we testified before the Ohio State Legislature during the Trump administration, that some of these cartels like Los Zetas, like Sinaloa and the others need to be designated terrorist organizations, because that is exactly what they are. But let's add a twist to this before I move on to my next topic. China. The precursor drugs that are being used to make fentanyl are coming from China. You don't think the Chinese Communist Party knows that those narcotics are coming through? You don't think the Chinese Communist Party is using the Mexican drug cartels as a proxy to target the United States? Think about it. Nothing happens in China without the Chinese Communist Party knowing about it. So shipments of precursor chemicals to make fentanyl don't just miraculously arrive in Mexico on their own. Don't just miraculously end up in the hands of the Mexican drug cartels. They don't. The Chinese government is well aware of what is going on, and we better wake up. We better stop sleeping behind the wheel. We better get this giant aggravated in America, because we are losing our children, and in effect, we are really losing our nation. So that's why I'm here in Houston. There's so much more to this that I want to talk to you about, and I will definitely reach out to other folks and have them on the show and have them talk. This will be an ongoing project for me, and I want this to be something that really changes lives and saves lives. Okay, this is an interesting story on the border. 18 Russian migrants found in vehicles shot at while barreling through California border crossing. Isn't that weird? 18 Russian immigrants. So let me explain this to you. Everybody's crossing that border. Every single one of them is crossing that border. People from all over the world, 72 nations. So get it out of your head that this is just, you know, mom and pop from Mexico that want to come here to make a better life. Sure, some of them are in there too. But actually, Mexico right now isn't the majority of people crossing the border. We have a lot of people from Central America, a lot of people from South America. We've got people from Afghanistan, Pakistan, India, Romania, gypsies, I mean, Russians, Ukrainians. This story was just crazy, though. The two vehicles that attempted to speed past a California border crossing before an officer opened fire were carrying a total of 18 Russian immigrants, including young children. How sad is that? The use of force incident shut down several lanes at the San Ysidro port of entry for about 8 hours from Sunday night to Monday morning. Wow. U.S. Customs and Border Protection said that shortly after 9:30 p.m., the border officer spotted a Ford SUV and a Mercedes sedan speeding toward the primary inspection area. It's going to be pretty scary because they don't know what's coming at them. What was coming at them? 18 Russians with their children. What the Biden administration is doing is unheard of, folks. He has sent a message across the globe that we are open for business. Like that, basically ignore our law enforcement, ignore all law enforcement officers, don't pay attention to what's going on, and just come on in. There's no rule of law here in America. You could do whatever you want. You could do whatever you want. And it's turning into a catastrophe. People are dying at the border. People are dying in our country. It's a national security issue. I explained to you the use of fentanyl and all kinds of other drugs that are pouring across this border. And God only knows what else. Terrorists, you know, weapons of mass destruction. Who knows? They don't know. Just ask Border Patrol. They can't even do their job half the time. There's a story at sarahcarter.com. You got to read this. It's a great story because our website is phenomenal. We're putting all kinds of new stories out there for everyone. So go to sarahacarter.com. That's sarahacarter.com. It's Guatemalan nationals extradited to the U.S. to face international trafficking charges. This is a good thing. So these are leaders of the Lorenzana drug trafficking organization. They are being extradited on international narcotics trafficking charges. It's a big deal for our DEA. This is a big deal for the Justice Department. It's one small win. But let me tell you, in the end, every time I see these things happen and I get down, like I'll go to Guatemala, I'll get down there, I'll talk to people and they'll be like, yeah, you know, basically it was because somebody in the government was siding with the other drug cartel and so they threw us a bone. Either way, I'm happy these guys are off the streets. They'll be extradited to the United States. That is a good thing. Guys, Mike Lindell is my buddy. I love him. He's a great American and a great patriot. He's the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, and he has been keeping a close eye on the recent supply chain issues, a lot of it to do with China. And he wants you to know that MyPillow is in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. That's because MyPillow is made 100% right here in the United States, and they have built a huge inventory to ensure their customers have gifts for everyone. Christmas is not canceled with MyPillow, guys. Everything from the MyPillow sheets, slippers, robes. Now, guess what? Cardigans. What? I mean, I'm like, wow. Nothing can slow Mike Lindell down. Now he's selling cardigans. They're all in stock and ready to ship fast. Shop with confidence knowing you'll receive your gifts on time with no issues. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I love the Giza Dream Sheets. I love the dog beds. I love the slippers. I actually got a pair of slippers for my daughter. She absolutely loves them. Our whole family loves MyPillow, and I actually bought MyPillow gifts for friends of mine. So I know. They just moved into a new house, so I got them some MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. I know they're going to love them. So remember, go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for specials like 40% off all my slippers and 50% off all my pillow mattress toppers. Enter the promo code, listen to this, Carter. It's just that easy. Or call 1-800-685-7221 for great MyPillow specials. That's 1-800-685-7221. Use promo code Carter at checkout and you will save on all of those items. Save now, just in time for giving the ultimate gift in comfort with the best deals of the year on all MyPillow products. Isn't it interesting that there are massive crime waves in cities all across, big cities, Democrat-run cities, all across this country, and the Democrats completely ignored that, even though President Trump was pointing that out when he was in office all the time. Children are dying in Chicago. Children are dying in Baltimore. You can't even walk down some of the city streets. I was in Columbus, Ohio. There's an area of Columbus, Ohio called Hilltop. It is devastated by drugs and gangs. It's like you can't even imagine you're in America when you walk through some of these areas in Detroit, where drugs and gangs have ravaged our communities, where leadership is lacking. They don't even these Democrat mayors, These Democrat leaders in these states, they truly, truly, I believe they do not care. Mayor Lori Lightfoot, she's a nightmare in Chicago. I feel so sorry for the children there. I feel so sorry for the people that live under that. It's horrible. In San Francisco, in California. Oh, it was interesting. Dave Rubin, I was, retweeting all of his tweets. I love the guy. But he's like, people are like, why are you leaving California? And he retweets this TikTok video of this guy who is just filthy. I believe he's smoking a cigarette. I can't remember. Inside a Target, just filling his bags with merchandise and just walking out. Like, okay, complete lawlessness. We have got all of these failed U.S. attorneys in charge. We've got failures all across the board in our leadership in California, in Democrat-run cities. And I want to just play this clip for you because Pelosi, she's calling out the lawlessness that springs from, she's like, I don't know where.
It's absolutely outrageous. Obviously, it cannot continue. But the fact is that there is an attitude of lawlessness in our country that springs from, I don't know where.
From your policies. Look at what's happened to New York. Look at what's going on in the country. They think that this is like, what, going to stop the recidivism rate? It's going to make everything look better? They try to say that the California bail system was penalizing the poor. It's crazy. We are really facing something in our country, which is we have no moral lines anymore. We're making excuses for criminal behavior. The criminals are laughing at us. All of this bail reform, all of these issues that we're facing, all because we created them. We basically told criminals, have at it. At the border, in our cities, with our children. Wake up. We need to wake up. We need to say this is unacceptable, no more. And if you think it's not ever going to affect you, you're wrong. You're wrong. I'm telling you, I've seen this my whole career. I remember the first time I did a story in California, the biggest story that set my career, like pretty much launched my career. I was working in Pomona, California, and there was a young kid by the name of Yogi. He was 15 years old. 15 years old. His father was a drug addict. His father had committed I don't even know how many crimes. His father was released from prison. His father goes home, and he basically sits with his son doing line after line of crystal meth, tells his son that the cops are, you know, in his paranoia, that the cops are going to come back and get him, that they're going to take him away from him. His 15-year-old was already like a sophomore at one of the high schools in Pomona, Gary High School, I believe, and he couldn't read. He couldn't even read or write, so they moved him up. This I found out later after working on the story. You'll see why there was a story here. They moved him up even though he couldn't read. Everybody was ignoring him. Yeah, who cares? Some Mexican kid, right? In the middle of Pomona, right? Who's going to pay attention to him? His dad's in prison. That's how people treat other people when we think it's not going to affect us. That kid was so despondent and so drugged out. His father had had him on so much crystal meth. He became so paranoid that he grabbed his father's gun, grandfather's gun, took a car, drove down to the Pomona courthouse early in the morning. And while an Irwindale police officer was there on a traffic ticket, he had two children, he was married, and he was leaving traffic court. He came out, and while he was walking down the front steps, Yogi killed him, executed him on the front steps. It was a horrific, horrific killing. A father dead, two children, a police officer. It was the tragic story all the way around. I ended up uncovering a lot of what happened in that community based on that one moment. All of this affects all of us. We are all a part of our own communities. We can't just, I mean, we just don't stay in one area. Just because our neighborhood's good doesn't mean we're not going to drive down, you know, have to go to downtown to pick up some, you know, paperwork or meet with someone. We are all connected to each other. We have to pay attention to what is happening, folks. We have to pay attention to this. You know, otherwise we wake up and we have nothing. We lose our rights. We lose our children. You know, how many parents have told me, you know, back to the top of the story, I wish I would have known. I would have said something to my kids. I wish I would have known. Well, for all of you who are listening right now, you now know. We all know. And it wouldn't take that much time for us to just be a little bit more involved to see what's going on, right? Listen to San Francisco Mayor London Breed. She is suddenly fed up with rampant crime, and she's talking super tough, super tough.
And it comes to an end when we take the steps to be more aggressive with law enforcement, more aggressive with the changes in our policies, and less tolerant of all the bullshit that has destroyed our city.
But how did we get here? We got here because of people like them. We got here because of the radical leftists, not your mother and father's Democrats, not the people that we used to be able to have normal conversations with, right? Not even the Clintons. Yeah, I know. Right, under Bill Clinton and all of the you know, so-called reforms. But we got there because people like AOC, Ilhan Omar, Mayor London, Breed, and all of them want to defund the police. The far-left district attorneys are refusing to prosecute crimes. We've got leftists pushing for no bail or insanely low bail, which is what I talked about earlier, so that violent criminals are back on our streets. Are they serious about cracking down? Or are they just afraid now that they're going to lose elections? I think they're going to lose a lot more than elections. They're going to lose the people of their communities. They're moving to Texas. They're moving to Florida. They're moving to other states. California is losing. Losing. And you know what? If they want to open their borders for everyone, if they want to do some kind of new thing, that's their thing, right? That's the state. The people are voting those people in. Governor Gavin Newsom is being voted in by the people of California. That's why Dave Rubin said, I wanted to fight for California, but I don't think California wants to win. So I'm asking all of you, do you want your states to win? Do you want to be able to go to Target without having a naked woman walk in front? Yes, that actually happened to me. And they could not throw her out. Target in Beverly Hills, having a naked woman walk around who is, I felt so sorry for because she had completely lost her mind, walk around in front of your children. And they didn't know what to do with her. And I asked if they would call the police and they said they wouldn't. Or I asked if they would call an ambulance because she was visibly, there was something mentally wrong with her. And I said, how sad for her and how sad for all of us because of your horrible, horrible policies. Horrible policies. Folks, pay attention. The price of silver has increased 340% since 2000, and it continues trending higher. Universal Coin and Bullion is offering our listeners, listen to this, a special locked-in price of just $30 for a beautiful 1 ounce 2021 American Silver Eagle coin, the most popular coin in the world for collectors and investors. Call Universal Coin like I did, leaders in the precious metals industry, at 1-800-UCB-GOLD to get your beautiful U.S. Mint silver coin for only $30. Postage is free, and you'll be dealing with experts. In fact, the company's president, Dr. Mike Fulgens, is recognized as America's gold expert, and he is the 2021 Coin Dealer of the Year. They also have rare gold coins, but this special silver deal is only available, listen to this, using the code Sarah. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. That's 800-UCB-GOLD. Okay, so I said I was going to talk about, I travel a lot. I was going to talk about my travels, you know, on the planes, in the hotels. It sounds very glamorous. It's so not. I'm just traveling by myself with my luggage and hopefully making it to every assignment on time without missing a flight. I want to tell you a little bit about like the craziness though. And I'm sure some of you have already experienced it. I don't know if you feel as frustrated as I do, but I feel like I'm constantly being like, we're all on a prison bus being reprimanded by the flight attendant. Like there's no more kindness. There's no more like, oh, every once in a blue moon, we can do that. Every once in a blue moon, we find someone who's kind. We meet someone who's, you know, who's back in the olden days is what I call it. Back in the days when flying was luxurious. We would get dressed. We would go on a flight. It would be exciting. We're going on vacation. We pay a lot of money for our plane tickets. We pay a lot of money for our hotel rooms where things were better, nicer. I feel sorry for our children. They don't, the young children don't even know what it was like. I remember when I was a kid and we would fly, it would be like, whoa, we'd get great meals. And, you know, I would get to go visit with the captain and sit in, you know, sometimes I would see movie stars, you know, and get to go to first class and see who they are, you know, and you know, it was always very exciting to get on a plane. Now I'm just in misery. I'm just like, we got our masks. The flight attendants have gloves. They're like, we are no longer, we're a touchless service. If you do not have your Visa downloaded to your app, we cannot sell you anything. Sit down, put your seats up. Make sure to keep your bags underneath your chair. Put your other bags up above. Don't bump into anyone. Move your stuff. I'm like, oh my gosh. By the time I'm finished listening to that, I'm in misery. I'm getting a headache. I'm like, I don't even want to hear them anymore. And by the time they're telling me like what to do to save my life, I'm like, I just want to jump off the plane. I'm just like, I'm done. I'm done with this. It was insane. And then I was at this hotel. I'm not going to say which one, but the people there were so wonderful in Columbus, Ohio, the few people that were there, like the two. And she was like, yeah, we don't even have any workers. We still don't have people that are wanting to work at the hotel because we hire people and then they leave a week later. Apparently, they were making more money off of the government than they do, you know, here. And I said, well, is that still going on? Well, I don't know, but nobody wants to come back to work. Nobody wants to come back to work. I'm at a hotel here in Houston. Same thing. They can only serve coffee and stuff up to a certain time because they don't have enough workers. It's like, holy smokes. What is going on in our country? What is going on in our planet? And now I'm looking at, by the way, have you guys been watching what's going on in South Korea? Everybody there, apparently over 80% have been vaccinated. And now the South Korean government, the president, is locking down South Korea again because of COVID. So what does that tell you? What's going to happen here? That, my friends, is a precursor. So what I'm saying is flying and everything is not going to get any better. Not in the near future. I'm just like sad. Sad that we live in a time where it's just filled with all of this. I was thinking about that last night. Like, we've been through 20 years of war. Like, literally, Afghanistan. For some of us, it's really hit home. Others of us, not so much because we haven't had people serving. But, and then we have, you know, we had 9/11 and now we have COVID. We've had, I mean, historically, really traumatic things happen in our society that we're all having to deal with. But what I'd like is for us to rise above that. What I'd really, really like is for flight attendants and for people working in hospitality industries to actually be hospitable, to actually do your job, to actually put a smile on your face once in a while. You will feel better. The people around you will feel better. We shouldn't feel like we are in a prison bus when we spend $300 to $600 on a round trip flight. We shouldn't feel like we're in prison when we come to a hotel. Sure, we have to deal with some things a little differently. But the majority of the problem stems from people. From people. And our attitude towards one another. So here, I am going to try to say once again, change the attitude. Change the attitude. Have a great Christmas. Think of all the good things you have in your life, right? All those things that make your life worth it. Your children, the fact that maybe you have your health, and even if you're suffering through something right now, that you have people with you to make you feel better. And just try to enjoy this holiday. I know this has been a rough couple of years, but I'm really going to do that myself. I'm really going to just remember to focus on my family and my friends, and just tell people that I love them and that I appreciate them. And I'm going to have so much fun this Christmas. I'm going to make sure of it. I'm just going to do it. I don't even care. Even if I get on one of those weird flights, or even if I have to with the prison bus, even if I have to be on the prison bus, I'm still going to smile. And I'm still going to try to have a good time. Merry Christmas to all of you. Early Christmas. And remember, here at the Sarah Carter Show, we are taking the story back. God bless you and God bless our great nation.
Hi, it's Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. Every day, I'm here to keep you up to speed on the most important stories and info that you need to know in your very busy life. And if you're always on the go and you want to stay connected, just download our daily podcast and take it with you. It's a great way to get up to speed on what you need to know and what legacy media may not be telling you. Visit danaradio.com and click on the podcast link, or subscribe at iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.